The city of Seattle would create a plan to let all children attend preschool for free or on a sliding scale under a resolution proposed by City Councilmember Tim Burgess. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, Seattle would become just the latest city to offer what's known as universal pre-K to 3- and 4-year-olds.
In the world of educational research, consensus is hard to come by. One notable exception is the value of high-quality preschool. Study after study finds that kids who already have basic academic and social skills when they start kindergarten tend to do much better throughout their school careers. Seattle City Councilmember Tim Burgess says the lack of affordable preschool in the region is hurting kids long term.
Almost a quarter of our school children in the Seattle Public Schools are not reading at grade level in the third grade. And that is a very strong indicator that they will not graduate from high school.
The data is worse for African American third graders. Last year, not even half were reading at grade level.
And what the evidence shows now is that if we invest early, well before kindergarten, we are going to reap huge benefits for the kids, for their families, and for the city as a whole.
Some low-income families already get subsidized preschool from the city or state. But waiting lists are long, and Washington has been found to offer relatively few subsidized preschool slots compared to other states. Burgess proposes the city council develop an ambitious plan to make preschool affordable for all Seattle children. He envisions funding a mix of public and private options for families. Preschool enrollment would be optional. It would be free for families earning 200% of the federal poverty level or less. Families that earn more would pay on a sliding scale.
How much do you expect this will cost?
A lot.
Model programs are typically about $10,000 to $15,000 per child per year.
That's Joel Ryan, executive director of the State Association for Head Start and state-funded preschool. He points to similar universal preschool programs in cities like Chicago and Boston. While Burgess doesn't have a proposal for how to fund universal preschool in Seattle, he says a new property tax levy might be one route. Burgess says his resolution is aimed at starting that research and planning process to figure out how to make it all work. Ryan says after having 750 seats cut from Head Start in Washington this year, he's excited at the possibility of Seattle offering affordable preschool for all kids.
It has the potential to be a real game changer.
But first, the resolution needs to pass muster with the city council. Burgess says his colleagues are supportive so far. He introduces the resolution to them officially September 4th. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.